What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
Seesaw, I believe.
Okay. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
That's what we call them, I think.
We just call it a merry-go-round, didn't we?
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives on, a small one?
Wet rock.
Okay. Let's see now. Would you name some different kinds of wood fences?
Wood fences?
Uh-huh.
Well, we have the chestnut fence.
Okay.
It's
Now what I'm interested in is the ways, according to the way they're built.
Oh, the way they're built.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see, there's wire fences.
Okay.
And then rail fences.
Okay, and how is a rail fence built?
They were laid without being nailed. They was kind of riprapped this way.
Okay.
That was the first, they didn't have nails back there.
Okay.
And then plank fences there, nails. And
yeah, let's see, are those were the boards going sideways?
Wrong ways.
Yeah, okay.
And a picket fence, they usually turn a slat upside, stand it up and picket fence. I believe that's about the only one I know.
All right. Now, does a picket fence have a point on the top?
It could, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences, or are they built pretty much the same, all of them?
Rail fences, yeah, they'd be all built the same, but different material.
Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
We always call them
pallets. Pallets,
right. Okay.
I remember I slept on them.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted?
River bottoms.
Okay. Let's see now. Will you name some different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
So there's concrete and asphalt and shirk and dirt roads.
Okay. Now, let's see, which one is the one that has a black surface on it?
That's asphalt.
Okay. And what would you call a paved road with a light-colored surface?
That would be concrete, I imagine.
Okay.
Because the asphalt, a lot of them now, to seal them in.
You put gravel on, too.
Seal them in to keep the weather out of them.
Well, now, what is shirk?
Shirk, that's just a small stone.
Okay.
Right. Kind of sand, and they shirk the road when they first build it to keep people till they can pass.
Uh-huh.
But they can keep on then hauling the weak places. Make a pretty good road out of it.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? Or do you have a term for that?
I don't believe I'd have a...
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Would you call it just a ditch? Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Dog.
Uh-huh. It's no worthless dog. What would you call him?
Doggone.
Stray. The stray dog.
Yeah, I'm talking about a dog.
Oh, a real dog.
Yeah, that just hangs around the house and he never does anything much. He just hangs around and eats.
We got about 4 or 5.
He got about a dozen.
I'd call him just an old deadbeat.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Nickering.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
What's that?
A chicken bone that children like to have.
A drumstick?
No, it's shaped like this.
Oh, that's a T-bone, I believe.
Okay.
T-bone.
I don't know. You're talking about chicken?
Uh-huh.
It's T-bone down there. Usually give a baby, you get that, and you'd have to give that to a larger fella.
Well, now, sometimes children will play with a bone, uh-huh, and they'll break it apart.
Yeah, that's T-bone.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a boy bone?
No, I never did.
Okay.